Good morning. This shiur will be aired on the 14th day of the Omer, and we're looking at Klal Aleph, Simen Hay, and we're looking at the fifth of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidios, which is Lira Lifnei Hashem. A person has to have Yira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Belosam Yiraso Aponov Tamid. And this mitzvah is to have Yira at all times. And brings the pasuk. The Chayyim brings the pasuk. Kama shakosav es Hashem elakecha tira. V'inyan yira. So what is yira? Leida ki af shakadosh baruch hu hunela mikol. Is to live with an awareness of a kadosh baruch hu. It's probably the best word we can use. Is yira is to live with an awareness that Hashem is present, even though kadosh baruch hu is not visible. Mikol mokam roya maaseinu. Well, maybe the Machshav Hussein of the Bersham sees what we're doing and understands what we're thinking. The Bersham is aware of everything which is hidden. And he brings a pasuk to support that. The Chinuch actually takes it a step further in the Sefer Chinuch, and he says that even though the mitzvah is constant, there are moments when it is incumbent that a person must have yira, and if he doesn't, he's being mevatel a mitzvah saseh actively as opposed to, let's say, passively. And when is that? When a opportunity of avera comes to a person's hand, a person has a chiyuv to arouse an awareness of Hashem's presence inside of himself, and due to that, refrain from doing the avera. Rav Huttner explains that the word yira is to withdraw and pull back. I recoil in fear. I draw back in fear because I understand the gap and the distance between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have no right to in any way go over any one of his mitzvahs because I recognize the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his being compared to my puniness. And therefore, the Chinuch says that in a moment where you're going to be about to transgress, to do an avera, a person has to refrain and control himself due to his awareness of Hashem's presence. And that's when the person doesn't do that, so be above and beyond not keeping the mitzvah timidi, this is the moment where the person has a chiv to have yira, and he's been mevatel the mitzvah say of yira at that point in time. Another practical application of yira, the Gemara says the source of the ashora, not to say Hashem Shemayim El Batolo, not to just bandy Hashem's name around carelessly, is the mitzvah of yira, is Hashem Elokecha Tira. The pasuk even talks about a shame that a person should have yira. It's a shame in the teichacha that a person should have yira of the shame hanichbad v'hanora, that the Rishon's name. It means that we would understand that of a great, powerful king, you just don't throw his name around. And if you would, you would understand that's considered in some way not truly respecting the presence of that being. So Kal Vachomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just to throw his name around carelessly would be considered a lack of having the proper Derech Eretz to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the idea of Yira is to be able to recognize the distance and the gap between us and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we would be not want to say Hashem's name Labatolo. This is different than the Isser of Bracha Labatolo, which the Rambam sees Bracha Batola is an Isser of Lusisa, as Hashem Lekecha Lashov. It's a separate Isser. Most Poskim learn that Bracha Batola is not a deraisa, it's only a derabanan, because there you're really saying Hashem's name in the context of a respectful way. You're giving in the process of a bracha, but it was a Bracha Batola, so that's an Isser derabanan. But saying Hashem Shemayim Batola, not in any proper context at all, is an issue is a bittul mitzvah say deraisa of Hashem Elokecha Tira. This is the foundation, the Rambam at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch says that they are living with the awareness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change how we act and how we talk and how we interact with everybody, because we're constantly living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvah of Shisi Hashem L'Nag V'Yisamid really is rooted in the concept of Yira. One last thought, that maybe just a quick machshava thought. The Maral says that we always talk about Yira Shemayim. We never talk about Avas Shemayim. We talk about Avas Hashem. We talk about Yiras Hashem also, but we never talk about Avas Shemayim. We count the phrases Yiras Shemayim. So the Maral and Derech Chaim, Bihimara Shemayim Aleichem, Mishnah and Avas, says that, because it's the point is that it's stressing the gap between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We recognize that the version is so beyond us, and that's what generates the feeling of Yira, the awareness of the are such a limitations we have vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a good morning.